Just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Well, hello. 1 hour in the books. Sheeman and Shepherd on a five-year anniversary show broadcasting from Duffy's outside. A glorious day. A few dark, puffy clouds out to the south. I think we're fine.
We got spanked pretty good the last hole, but other than that, it was great weather.
There was one little cloud that downpoured on us for a second at the end of the outing.
It was a big cloud.
But it was good. Chris, what's all this? Anything we give away later? Those
are from my team.
Jeez. So, controversy brewing.
I don't
brewing.
Feel good about it.
Chris has hoarded all the prizes over here because his team won, quote unquote, the golf outing today. You brought your ringers in. You paid for all your bogeys and mulligans and came out on top. Very shaky.
In fairness, it was three of us. One of our guys didn't really do a whole heck of a lot today.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Who? TBD? Oh, okay.
Jordan.
Kyle was good. You were good.
Kyle was good.
Who was TBD?
Mark was our TBD. Mark showed up.
Well, he was your A guy?
He was our horse.
I find it suspicious how his name still isn't on here, and yet you got this great score, and he was your best. I mean, it's some mystery goat. Was it Tiger? I mean, who'd you have out there?
So it was my friend AJ that you guys know.
Yeah.
And he had to back out at the last second.
Oh.
So we just put a TBD in there to fill the spot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right. we got a lot to do here, and want to thank a lot of people. Let's do a rundown. We'll get ourselves organized for the third hour, and we'll continue with the usual fun. We got Wikipedia next hour. Pigskin picks for USFL. For those of you still keeping track of that league, it's still going.
Exciting.
But since I'm in the lead, we're going to keep doing it. right now, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
Last night on the ice, the Lightning top the Maple Leafs in overtime to force a game 7 tonight, 7:30 TBS. The Panthers look to close out the Capitals. Doubleheader on TNT. First up at 7, the Rangers are at the Penguins. No Sidney Crosby in that game. For the Pens, then at 9:30, Flames at Stars. A Calgary win would close that series out. Tonight in the NBA, the Bucks host the Celtics. Celtics going to be without big man Robert Williams.
And a gust of wind just took all your notes away.
With an injury.
Just like that.
Some sort.
Just like that. It was actually the list of winners for our golf. All right.
That's right. I have the list.
Oh, you still got a backup copy. All right, before we get into anything else, the big sponsor out here for the golf outing, thank you, Jacob, is Naples Wealth Planning. Brian Bruno is the main man, friend of the program, helps us out with a lot of stuff. Brian, grab the microphone over here. We want to personally thank you for sponsoring this.
Watch out, sitting right in front of the speaker.
Are you good with the spike? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing, buddy?
Very good. Very good.
You're looking
good. Hey, buddy. Thanks again, you and your amazing team. But introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself to our awesome audience once again to tell them how awesome you are.
Oh, wow.
I mean, honestly.
Gee, you're too good to be
amazing.
Not that awesome, but I appreciate that, buddy. No. Yeah. No, I mean, this is just an amazing tournament. You know, it's fantastic what we do for De La Salle Academy and the kids. I mean, having them out there and just getting to meet them and, raising money for them is just an amazing thing. And thanks to everybody for doing that.
Absolutely. All right. Now, talk a little bit about what you do, your company, and a very successful company, I might add, obviously. Explain to people exactly, the short verb, what you do.
Yes. We're a holistic financial planning company. With today's markets, obviously, planning is important. We look at things from A to Z. We just don't pick a stock and, let it run. But, it's important to really, build that plan out. And we have amazing people, at Naples Wealth Planning and at Laidlaw, our parent. Actually, our CEO is here today, Rick Calhoun, came down from New York City to join us and support the cause. So thanks for being here, Rick. And one of our best advisors from New York City, Rich McCullough's down here, so you know, we get support from, you know, all over the country. I think when we started advertising with you guys, you know, thank you for making us so successful down here. And you know, we went from 13 advisors, mainly in Florida, to 85 advisors, and we're all over the country now, including an office in London. So,
oh wow,
yeah,
you gotta go visit that once in a while.
Think so? If
Rick
can get us out there. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get down to it here. All right, the Dow Jones back up 410 today, but a lousy 6 weeks. Interest rates going up, housing bubble around the corner. What's going on? I mean, where do we go? Where do we go? If I'm a client, I'm sitting down. What are we doing?
To defer to the boss over here on that one. Stay the course. Stay the course, Greg. Absolutely.
All right. How? All right. In all seriousness, is it? Is that what's okay?
Yeah, don't
bet on
lines. That's it, definitely.
How long is this turbulence going to go with the inflation and the weird? By the way, do you guys think inflation is short term or is this permanent? This is not a political question.
Yeah,
just
well,
an opinion.
Yeah,
it's
a professional.
Is this the new? Is this the?
Probably permanent,
is this the new freaking normal? Am I going to have to pay $5 a gallon for the rest of my life? And what I mean, what's the new normal?
Yeah, probably, Greg. I'd say it may be permanent as long as maybe we have a change in November that might help that a little bit.
Perhaps.
I'm a little biased. But.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, today you were awesome. Our team was good. You were fantastic. You know, you drive the ball 260, 270, so it's I didn't have to drive.
I got to hit from the senior tees today, too. So that was.
Oh, that was fantastic.
All right, so
he turned 60, he could hit from the goals. That's why I thought we were going to win.
So, Brian, tell me for real. I mean, Pete Shepard out there, he didn't seem to get injured today. That's a breaking news story. Did we use his ball at all today? Was he just dead?
Was he dead weight?
Give me the truth.
No, I mean,
God, you know Pete. He could be
Pete.
40 yards off the green with the putter.
Did he putt from the green? From the fairway?
Off the green.
Yeah, that's his move.
Putter, he puts
that's my
like,
go-to.
Know your game. He does. He knows his game.
Yeah, you know his game. But then we had, you know, beat the pro, the long drive. I forgot
what
that was
name. Embarrassing. Yeah.
He was – this guy hit a drive like, what, 350 on his knees.
And he said he wasn't going to embarrass me. I hit a 300-yard
drive. 300-yard
drive.
You tried to outdo the long drive guy today?
It's my best drive of the day.
Yeah.
It's like
he
got out of my shoes.
You're like, no, sir, we're good. I'm going to hit a 300, and he goes 350
on his knees. And then he hit one about 380 regular.
He's going to Las Vegas in the long drive contest.
Yes,
just
he's going to be on
the save face a little bit.
In fact, he's on his way there now. He's flying out of Tampa.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on YouTube TV.
Terrific.
Tomorrow night.
Wow.
Terrific guy,
And on television for the long drive,
And I think he raised a lot of money for the charity, too. So
he did.
It's great to have him out there.
That's good.
He did. Well, you're awesome, man. You're like my brother.
My brother from
mother. So many people here are family to me, so I can't.
Well, people don't know this. You guys lived like two blocks from each other as children and then met each other down here.
Yeah.
Like in adulthood.
That was an omen,
right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
In Rhode Island, the smallest state.
Divine intervention.
He lived about a mile and a half from me. Played in the same neighborhood with me, but as I say, he's like 4.5 years older than me.
Yeah.
Always says
and,
that.
You know, I do, but like when you're 8 and you're 12, you have different sets of friends. But I knew when I first met him, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You must have went by our house watching.
Now, you guys went on a little mancation a couple weeks ago because, Brian, it was your birthday. And any good Pete stories that I haven't heard yet from Pete? Did he embarrass himself?
No.
Too many vodkas, anything like that I need to know about?
No,
oh, you're
no.
There's something. I'm sensing it.
What happens in Nashville stays in Nashville, Pete.
Yeah, outstanding.
What was with it? They had sheep. They had sheep on it. You guys play up in Indian National. Well, you got alligators from the Jurassic age that are 20 feet big. You go out there and you got sheep on the golf course. What is up with that?
They were legendary there, I guess, because they used to have an LPGA event. I guess that's one of the biggest things. They used to groom the course. Or help groom. Honestly,
don't pay for a lawnmower.
I think they
could afford the lawnmower.
But that was something. You know, all the creatures that we play with at our place.
They started charging us on the 10th hole. Pete and I started running.
That's hilarious. All right. Well, our listeners are out there, and you know they're thinking about their financial futures with all the craziness going on. Who should they call? What should they do? What kind of questions should they ask and get started if they want to get started?
Absolutely. I mean, call me directly. Go to our website, NaplesWealthPlanning.com. We have amazing advisors, credentialed CFPs, CPAs, you know, some of the best in the industry. We, you know, it's amazing that they joined us, and we're just going to continue to grow. And, you know, with what we do with you guys, I can't say how much we appreciate it. You know, Number one, right? Number one in Southwest Florida. Number one to me in Southwest Florida.
Exactly.
We're getting close.
We're pretty close. Yeah. Let's put it that way. But
can't thank you guys enough.
We can't thank you enough for what you did. And you went, you know, you went way out of your way. I also want to thank too, as you know, Rachel Beasley, who really is the backbone. You know, Chris does a lot too. Rachel is
the whole team.
She's the GOAT. Let me tell you right now, she is the GOAT.
I don't know
she's
how she
unbelievable.
Does.
Really
and Carly and Jacob both helped us out today.
Carly and Jacob, fantastic. Yeah. Our event planner, Carly, she has to go through a lot of, you know what, a lot of times, but she always gets the job done.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And Jay, these guys are fantastic.
Absolutely amazing team, and we look forward to doing it again next year and making it bigger and better and raising more money for
All we got to do is pick up somehow six more strokes to tie Chris.
That's it. We're on the board fifth.
Yeah.
Apparently, all you have to do is buy six strokes and you're good. I think that's what happens.
We're going to offer more prizes so we can buy more strokes.
Yeah, right.
But I want to thank you. All my other friends here, too.
Absolutely.
Jim and Kim Blakesley, Lou Sorge, Dave Goodman, his son-in-law, and Jet. They're all here. You guys are my family.
The best peeps.
They're my family down here.
All right, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank
Naples
you
Wealth Planning, everybody. Appreciate it. Thanks, man. That's good.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Brian Bruno. You know, as long as we're passing the microphone around. Hey, Kathleen. Somebody get Kathleen's attention.
Kathleen,
come here. I got some questions I got to ask you. You know, Kathleen took this very seriously out here today. Took lessons from Jeff Nixon. We got to get
right here.
I'm going to give you this.
Okay. All right, so.
How are you? Big happenings here today.
So, first off. I saw you this morning in the parking lot. You're all chipper, ready to go. You've been taking lessons. And then there was a wardrobe malfunction, but not the kind
you perverts think. Chris Beasley.
He's right behind you.
He's right to your left. Everyone can see I have a really cute black and white skirt that I was going to wear with a red shirt that Chris told me.
Yeah.
And it was gray. It didn't match.
It's Chris's
fault. So I had to go into the pro shop and buy a shirt.
That's right.
Did Chris reimburse you?
Hell no.
I'm
sorry.
You could say hell. It's okay.
So.
It's okay.
before Chipper Kathleen saw you in the parking lot, I saw her before that this morning. I'm coming down I-75.
She cut you off?
And there's this cute red car behind me, and I see it's right on my ass. I mean, she's in a hurry. I'm going at normal speed. Right onto the exit on Corkscrew. I go, wait a minute, that's got Wisconsin license plates on it. And then I look, sure enough, it's Kathleen. Follow me, zips around me on Corkscrew and flies into the parking lot.
Were you in a black SUV?
No, I was in a white car, but it's okay. So then she gets in. So you tailgated a lot of people. You got to be more specific. Then she comes in and then finds Jeff Nixon inside for the wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
And by the way, you took a lot of golf lessons from Jeff to get ready for this event. I mean, you were one of the first people to sign up. You got your group together, Detroit Pizza and Guys.
Can I say something about my group?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so right now I have Golden Knight is back there.
Nice.
And Detroit Pizza is back there.
Yeah.
Just moved here, guy. He's not here, but I cannot say really. They were the nicest guys in the world. It was a great day. I was not very good, and they were so encouraging and really nice.
I'm sure you are.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We're doing it again next year, right, boys?
They're keeping the team together.
We're keeping our team together.
Bonded.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what I think this is a cool part about our listeners and our audience. We kind of built a community here in 5 years, and you got a little microcosm of it right there with your guys. I just love this little community of Sheeman Shepherd listeners. It's fantastic. So how much did Jeff Nixon help you with your game from start to finish? I mean, he took some lessons.
He helped me a lot. Everything he said to do, I did right, but when it came time to strike, like they're like, oh, your swing is really good, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Jeff helped me with that. It was just the striking of the ball was the problem.
Well, there's a lot of people that are really good on the driving range, and then it comes time to play, and you know.
My swing is so good, and that's all Jeff. But the rest of it, not so much.
It's all about practice. You'll get it done.
And I was very nervous. And especially Detroit Pizza and Golden Knight, they're actually very, very good golfers.
Yeah.
And they carried our team.
You had a good team there.
But we did use like four of my shots. Just saying.
Good. You know what? Okay. That's good. That's not bad.
Okay. All right. So fun.
So snowbird time is over.
Snowbird time is over. I'm heading back to Minneapolis on Tuesday, but I will listen in whenever I can. I know you do. And
you
will be in Madison, Wisconsin next Friday.
Yeah.
My favorite place in the world. Go Badgers.
Yeah.
And we'll check in then.
All right.
And unfortunately, Wisconsin doesn't get to beat up on Indiana this year in football. They don't play.
No, I know. And I was supposed. I told guys because. I was supposed to go to the Wisconsin-Ohio State game this year in Ohio State.
Yeah.
My friends got tickets and everything, and then I was reminded by my daughter that I have a wedding I have to go to.
Not your daughter's, but somebody's.
No, somebody's, but isn't that suck?
Somebody didn't do their scheduling properly.
It was me. My bad.
Yeah.
No, the people doing
the wedding. Who has a right?
You don't. You can't.
You,
you can't have it.
No.
You cannot.
It's
have
even
it.
In Wisconsin. It's in Lake Geneva. Who does that?
I got married on Super Bowl weekend. It was really dumb.
Yeah,
it was really dumb.
We understand.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It happens. All right. Well, listen. Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Summer up there.
Yes,
say hi to your lovely
you.
Husband, Richard.
I will say hi to Richard. He's taking a nap right now. All right. Okay. Bye, guys.
All right,
thank you.
That's Kathleen, everybody.
Thanks, Kathleen. All right. One of our great listeners.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. All right. So we get a little flavor of what's going on behind the scenes there. And if you're just tuning in, we are at Duffy's right outside of Stony Brook. And, you know, a lot of people that golf today, they had a nice lunch, by the way, over here. And the crowd's kind of chilling out. And then if I remember how we did this last year, like a round two came. People who get off of work and didn't get to golf today. And now they'll come in and be out here. I think Harry Carey's going to be here in person at 5:30.
Cougar 100, I think, is coming.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we'll look forward to all that. We'll squeeze in some sports. We did some of the win-loss game with the NFL schedule that came out.
Yep.
Chris got very upset. Thought we short-sighted his Dolphins. That's fine.
And I can get into some other nuggets, you know, some interesting nuggets for the schedule. I think people will find fascinating. A lot of some interesting rematches and maybe some old history that could come into play again. They got a lot of good nuggets.
Okay. I tell you what, let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Later on, we got pigskin picks for the USFL because it's very competitive.
Just write down all the favorites for me.
Okay.
I don't care.
I will. I'll help you out with that. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, New Orleans Breakers, no matter what, because I used to be in Boston. So
I know. That's your team.
Right now, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in it.
I'm about ready to bail on my team, the Michigan Panthers. They're not very good.
That's Jeff Fisher's team?
Yeah, it's Jeff Fisher's team. Not very good at all.
What else is there?
I know. Well, you know, back in the real USFL days, we won a title.
No, I told you.
Won a natty.
There was back in the day, you know, in the 2000, you know, when he's coached Tennessee and everything, I used to say it on my show in Boston all the time, if Belichick wasn't coached the Patriots, I wanted him. He was a great coach.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what happened. And then the last, what, 4 or 5 years, just awful. I mean, really bad coaching.
Wow.
But
all right, coming up. In addition to all that, we got another Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. By the way, I should remind you, today's the last day for the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. Your last chance to win $500.
Ooh.
Do it at 4 o'clock, and then we'll do it at 6 o'clock, and that's it. Brought to you by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. By the way, you can give them a jingle if you need it at 1-800-747-FREE. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock as well. Just all these chances for you to win. Stay with us right here, broadcasting live from Duffy's outside Stony Brook Golf Club. Our 5-year anniversary show is brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, Valvoline, and a big thanks to Naples Wealth Planning. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We take our sports reporting responsibilities very seriously when we feel like it. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd and Chris. We are out of the house today. We're at Duffy's over on Corkscrew and Ben Hill Griffin, basically just east of I-75 on Corkscrew. Out by Stony Brook, head pro there, Jeff Nixon, setting us up today. Now, of course, thanks to Duffy's as well. We're on the back patio. And I think we're going to be cool with the little rain showers I see off the Craig Sheeman AccuWeather forecast. Looks like a cell just to the southeast heading north. I may get grazed with a sprinkle, but I think we're going to be fine. Nonetheless, thanks for tuning in on our five-year anniversary show. If you want to jump on, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Behind me, if you do show up, we have a silent auction where people are bidding for things. I know Captain Deb has a fishing charter. Chris, it looked like it was something from the Lightning up there. Rays. Okay. It was a Tampa Rays thing. What else was it? It was about four more things.
Some Bucks tickets, producer for the day.
Ooh.
Which means, like, you can producer for the day means.
Is that co-host?
You come on air with us. Kind of like what Wig did.
Yeah. All right.
Where is Wig?
I was hoping Wig would stop by with his championship belt to show everybody maybe. But, you know, Wig works.
Custom-made championship belt.
Custom-made.
Amazing.
Custom-made. That would be like, I don't know, The Rock or John Cena or somebody winning something and then making their belt to their liking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's all about. All right, a lot of effort on the NFL schedule that was officially released yesterday, as we pointed out. No Lions primetime games. A whole gaggle of teams getting five primetime games. But there's some fun facts and some historical markers with some of these games. Pete, do you want to run through some of these?
Yeah, list some of them. Just some key dates for this season. The Hall of Fame game is August 4th, Jaguars versus the Raiders. The opener, as most of us have known for quite a while, the Bills will be at the Rams on September 8th. Sunday, January 8th, final day of the regular season. That's 2023, by the way.
Wow.
February 12th, 2023, Super Bowl at State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona. It's the second latest into a calendar year that the Super Bowl has been played. The only one that was later was last year.
Wow.
On February 13th, when the Rams beat the Bengals 23-20.
Yeah.
So, some interesting reunion games right out of the gate on Monday Night Football to start. And the only Monday night game the first week, Russell Wilson and the Broncos are at the Seahawks.
So we're going to watch the 12th man either boo or cheer their thanks for the memories with Russell Wilson.
Average chicken
and then the Bronx then will destroy them.
Average ticket price apparently is $451.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Should be something. How about this one? Week 13, if he's not suspended, Deshaun Watson and the Browns at the Texans.
Oh, that will be loud.
Yeah.
And in a negative way.
Yeah, week 13.
Sean, will they care at that point?
Chris, it's a good point because the Texans will be out of the race. But, yeah, they will still sell out their games. They're still very prideful people, and they will rain boos down on him for the craziness that has happened over the last, however, year and a half. Yeah, it'll be ugly.
Like Frank Costanza raining down blows.
As I rain blows down upon him.
Yeah. Another one. Carson Wentz versus the Commanders versus the Eagles. Week 3 in Washington. Week 10 in Philadelphia on Monday Night Football.
I'm going to predict more boos there as well.
And Commanders and Colts week 8. I think way more boos there.
They might cheer that he's on the other team.
Well,
yeah,
that's true.
They might.
They could.
They might.
They could. Wide receiver A.J. Brown and the Titans at the Eagles week 13.
Okay.
As the Thunder's in the background.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean a thing.
Week 1 on Thursday night, a good one. Von Miller. Bills at the Rams. Von Miller joined the Rams week 10 last year. From that point forward, his all-pro teammate Aaron Donald was the only Rams player with more sacks with 6.5 in the regular season and his 5. So.
Wow.
There's another one. Linebacker Bobby Wagner, the Rams versus the Seahawks, week 13 at Los Angeles, week 18.
I forgot
at
Bobby
Seattle.
Wagner signed.
Yep. So week 13 at L.A., week 18 at Seattle.
Okay.
Chandler Jones and the Cardinals at the Raiders. That's week 2.
Whew.
Spent the 6 previous years with the Cardinals prior to signing with the Raiders.
Okay.
He was a real good player with the Patriots, too, but he had a mini meltdown.
Oh, yeah? And so they tossed him out of there, huh?
Well, he was, like, half naked.
Yeah, was he the one that ran naked through the hotel?
No, he was outside, I think, in a gas station parking lot and was totally out of it. And I don't know. It was weird.
Huh. All right.
Week 15, Sunday night, Josh McDaniels, Patriots at the Raiders, of course, serving Patriots OC for the last 10 years on the Patriots coaching staff for all 6 of the Super Bowls, including 3 as OC.
Yeah.
Head coach Doug Peterson and the Jaguars at the Eagles of week four. Eagles fired him following the 2020 season, less than 3 years after he led the Eagles to their first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Franchise history. In fact, he became the second head coach to be fired within 3 seasons of winning a Super Bowl. The Baltimore Colts fired Don McCafferty in 72 when he refused to bench Johnny Unitas after winning in 1970.
I wouldn't bench Johnny Unitas either.
He was over the hill, though.
It was time to bench him.
If I remember right.
It was time.
You don't remember right because you weren't born until 1990. By the way, that last rumble I counted was 15 seconds after the lightning bolt. I think we're good. There's some sort of formula.
That's like 3 miles.
Is it 5 seconds per mile or something like that?
Or maybe it's 2 seconds per mile.
Okay.
It's five or two.
Head coach,
that's a big difference.
Week three, head coach Lovie Smith, Texans at the Bears. I mean, Lovie, Bears head coach for 9 years from 2004 to 2012. Led them to an appearance in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
His 81 wins, though, third most by a head coach in Bears history.
Huh.
Mike McDaniel, Dolphins at 49ers, week 13. Of course, McDaniel spent his previous 5 years with San Fran as their OC in 2021 and their run game coordinator the 4 seasons prior to that. He's also on Kyle Shanahan's staff with the Texans in 08.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now we get notable matchups.
Okay.
Got some calls.
All right.
Okay, well, let's...
We'll get to some of those in a second.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I believe Sean, is it young Officer Sean or is it Sean?
I don't know.
Okay. Officer Sean, how are you? What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How's your anniversary show going?
It's going well. It's going very good. How are things on your end?
It's going. I mean, it's all smooth sailing from here. Just waiting for the certification coming and everything. Pretty much
what's wrong? What's wrong with your car this week?
Nothing.
No, it's something. See?
Can't really tell right now at this point.
I can't good. Really might, tell.
Does that, no, that means it's working.
It means it's good.
Might be some boring problems. We'll take it
to the bottom line, there is another.
Tuesday
there's a problem.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Sometimes
there's a vibration.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Hey, it could
now,
be.
Now, I will tell you, Sean, before Kathleen was tailgating me on the way in here today, I was behind a yellow Monte Carlo, a yellow one, bright yellow. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was good.
I'm not sucking in parts from their cars.
239.
Just put like a donation on Facebook or something.
This sounds like it's...
Hey, who wants to donate the Monte Carlo parts that they don't want anymore?
Well, nobody does except you. But why... How much more money are you going to continue to spend?
This sounds like this thing.
You're a salaried employee now.
Don't give up now.
I just haven't had the chance to put any upgrades on there yet. I'm fixing everything up on the car first, so it doesn't break when I do put that.
Which, it always breaks. What you just told me sounds like it's a major, major issue.
Yeah.
Major issue.
It's getting checked out Tuesday, so I'm thinking to a friend that does not own a mechanic shop. He's the one that specializes in my engine.
How many people here think Sean Nelly has a salary as an officer should get a new car?
Not me.
Everybody.
Everybody. Unanimous.
What if this person? What if this person looking at your car now says, "Sean, it's not worth it. Dump it, and it's not worth putting all this money in." Would you listen to that guy? Because you don't listen to me. You don't listen to anybody.
I'm probably gonna ignore it. I'm gonna probably go to that too.
I don't know what it'll take.
All right. Listen, Sean.
You have a part. So once I can get that small problem fixed up, then it's that car being perfect. So.
All right. Listen. You have a good weekend. Thank you for being part of our show for all five years. Thank you, Sean.
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it. He's one of the originals, no doubt about it.
Stop trying to talk him out of getting a new car.
We'll work on it.
I love the Monte Carlo.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. All right, let's go to 239 Finns fan.
Work.
It sounds cool.
Let's go back to the phones. Finns fan, you're on the air. How are you?
Hey, Finns fan.
I'm good, guys. Pleasure. Thanks for having me. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you guys on 5 years. You guys are the best thing going on ESPN Radio. I swear to God, from 10 to 2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You guys deserve it. From 10 to 2, I can't listen. I can't do it. Yep, I'm right there with you, Pete. We have to figure out something here in Southwest Florida from 10 to 2. because it's no good.
We need all our listeners to pile on. You know, they love talking about Fort Myers market down here. You know, they don't know any of the teams that play down here, including Miami Heat. But you know, they fake it. They try to fake it.
Correct.
They didn't talk about the Miami Heat at all this year until the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely, they're probably hearing you, Pete. They might be fucking. Yeah. Sorry, they might be. they might be taking some constructive criticism.
Yeah. Now, I got a question for you. Earlier today, we did the win-loss game on the Dolphins schedule. Pete and I were pretty even-keeled. We had them at 8-9. Chris was just disgusted, beside himself on the 8-9 figure. What are your expectations for the Dolphins, realistically, now that the schedule is out?
I have real expectations of the same as last year, 10-7, and I take 4-2 within the division. Whether we split 1-1 with Buffalo and 1-1 with New England, I really think we have the potential to 10-7.
All right. 10-7. We'll
That's
see.
Reasonable. That's only one game.
Thank you guys.
No, you guys
much.
Had him at 8-9.
I want 5 more years of you guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's up to Chris.
real quick. I'm glad you said that, Craig. I'm glad you said it because I still noticed that the show is Sheeman and Shepard. I'm hoping one day it'll be Sheeman, Shepard, and Crystal Ball.
Sheeman Shepard featuring Crystal Ball.
This company can't afford that kind of lettering on business cards. You know, stocks are way down.
All right, man. I'll take it under advisement. All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you, 239 Fins fan. Appreciate it. All right. Absolutely love it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
I think Dolphins fans, we need to raise our expectations. None of this 10-win nonsense.
I've raised my expectations for my lowly Detroit Lions. You should do the same with yours.
Three.
All right. Well, 14. Now, that's pie in the sky.
Well, you lose one because you rest your starters the last week.
And the other two losses are to the Bills.
Yeah.
And you're running the table the rest of the way.
Correct.
I think that's a little lofty.
Correct.
Okay.
Let him be.
Let him be.
Let him be. It's Friday. Let him be.
Yeah. All right.
The let me see. NFL Wild Card Weekend, January 14th and 15th this year, goes as follows. Fox Sports with 2. Hello. NBC with 2. And CBS and ESPN with 1.
I did see one other game. Now, you mentioned earlier that the Chiefs start out against eight teams with winning records. That's never been done before.
Nope.
I also, something else that caught my eye, the Raiders-Steelers game will be played 50 years and one day from the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Seeing that. We'll be seeing that a lot.
Well, I don't. You will be seeing it, but you never actually see the ball.
The immaculate
hit the ground. You never see really if the ball touches or not. The bad camera angle.
There's always been an allegation that the tip of the football actually hit that turf, but you can't see it.
I stand with Raider Mike on this. I don't think Franco caught the ball.
Also, there was a rule you were not allowed to deflect a pass.
Yes, which it was.
Which it was.
It was.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the real story in that play.
It looked like it was bang, bang or simultaneous.
Somehow it got ignored.
Yep. It was Pete Rozelle telling the officials what to do.
Maybe.
I don't know
that they had a technology to go zip on down there and call.
They had phones.
Did they?
Yeah. All right. Sure they did.
Let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Wig, our champion from the Sheeman Shepherd Taxer Bracket, certainly want to hear from him on our five-year anniversary show. He's been a huge part of this show. Wig, how are you today, sir?
What's up, Wig?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. How y'all boys doing today, man?
Good. I need a what to do.
No, man, I can't do that no more, man.
Come on, man.
No, man. Plus, that's only for Wig Wednesdays, too, you know.
Okay,
This is just a little appetizer right here. I can't give y'all the entree.
All right, he's holding back. He's holding back from us.
But listen, though, man, that's a tough schedule, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I know, but you should have
schedule, man. Listen,
you should have seen Chris. He was very upset.
The Patriots first, and then the fact that we got to play them just like T said in January when it's freezing. I hate that we always play these guys first. But now, on that point, you know, with playing the Patriots, it's best to get them first before they get going. Which that kind of gives us a one up on them as usual. You know, we never know what to expect. You know, so that's a kind of plus. But playing them so late, I hate that. But then again, like I said, we got the Ravens after that. Now we got to play against the created player, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Then we got Buffalo. Then we got the Super Bowl contender. Come on, man. Those first four games. And people talking about 10 and 14 wins. Come on, man. You can't spell reality without being real. Let's be humble with ourselves first, because this is what happens to us every year when we get
old. Chris doesn't have a humble bone in his body.
Wait, hold on. These guys had the Lions beating the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I know, but listen. You know, earlier this year, I had to take a piece of humble pie myself when Craig brought up all those stats and it showed how they lead in the regular season head-to-head with them. So I can't really talk right now. But because it happened. And I'm listening to everybody talk and clamor about, bro, this is where the movie Any Given Sunday was made. Any Given Sunday, anything can happen, man.
Yeah. So that's right, Chris.
That's why it befuddles me that people jump on here and start predicting when I go, man. It's good to have expectations, but then again, that's when we hurt ourselves, because then we, And then when the game plays out, we're busting our TVs and slamming our hats and busting our golf clubs.
That sounds like Chris. That sounds like Chris.
Never broke.
But, you know, I'm excited. But then again, you know, like they say, that's why you play the game.
That's right. Now, what about game 7 with your sons?
Man, I'm mad about it. I'm thinking we can pull it out. But, man, I thank the guards for me to be mad on me, because I've been winning all year. Like, I forgot to touch, like I was telling Chris. I've been winning all year.
I won the word of the day. Yeah.
I won the ticket to the Bucks game. I won the Texas bracket. It's time for me to start losing somewhere. And I'm hoping it ain't.
Even Steven.
You feel me? And, man, that's how the God works for me as far as sports and stuff like that. So, but now I'm still confident, but I don't want to be too cocky, because, like I said, after last week, you know, reading those comments, it kind of brought me down a little bit. So that's what it is.
Don't pay attention to that nonsense.
All right.
But look now, with the schedule, we got Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
Christmas Day. How do you feel about Christmas Day, Wig? Christmas Day, Green Bay, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and you know,
in Miami.
He's one of the best quarterbacks when the play is broken down. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
With throwing on the run and stuff like that. So, man, other than the Browns and the Bears, I don't really. Man, that's a tough game. Oh, and the Jets, of course.
Well, not the Bears. The Bears should win. The
Bears are a win.
But listen,
you know, which I know that's Chris' second team. But it's a tough schedule. I'm seeing like both teams, like an 8-9 schedule too. You know.
Wig, back me up. All right, Wig, I got to cut it short because we got a commercial break. But man, thank you for being part of the show for the last 5 years, man. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, that is Wig with reasonable expectations, unlike Chris, regarding Finn's Nation. We'll continue this conversation.
Again, I left when you said the Lions would beat them.
It could happen. In fact, the last time the Lions played the Dolphins and the last time they played the Patriots, Lions won. Both of you guys. I'm undefeated against you guys since I've known you.
How many of the current starting Dolphins were on that team? Four?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It absolutely matters.
All right, we'll continue this on the other side.
I don't want to talk about it.
Our 5-year anniversary show at Duffy's.
We'll break it down. Okay. Special teams next.
Thank you very much. And Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab, come at the top of the hour. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
The following contains strong language, blatant sexuality, and adult themes. Well, how else could we convince perverts like you to listen?
Smart thinking.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. With Chris, we're out and about. Rick Church back in studio control. We are at Duffy's next to Stony Brook Golf Club. And it is our five-year anniversary show on a Friday. Hopefully not a Friday the 13th, if you know what I'm saying. The gusts are picking up. Anti-M, I'm flying away.
They are.
I think there's a little storm cell just grazing us going north, just to the east of us. It's a little breezy, temperature drop, clouds are dark, but I think we're going to be okay. That's my unofficial prediction.
Great.
At 5 till 4 o'clock.
Wonderful.
4 o'clock hour is big. We got a lot. We got pigskin picks, Wikipedia.
We got a lot of car dealerships calling in saying Shaw can get at least a $25,000 loan or $350 a month to get a new car. We got that.
That's right. I mean, he's a salaried employee. He's an officer. It's a real job. It's a good job.
A lot of people wishing us a happy five-year anniversary. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Can't get to all of them.
Yes.
Dopey says, great music, Rick. As always, love it. Yep. ZZ Top right there coming back.
Now I have a question.
Thought it was over. Says, congrats on 5 years. Speaking of five, the Eagles could be 5-0 headed into the Cowboys matchup.
That would be assuming they get by Detroit in week one.
We all know that's going to
I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm a little chilly. Can I say that out loud and still keep my man card? What happened?
That's
the temperature just dropped to 20 degrees.
Thank God. About time.
I'm actively rooting against the Lions this year, just so we're clear. You've done it. No. You've pushed me into this corner. You've backed me in to the corner, and now I have to root against the Lions.
What if Julio Jones ends up signing with them?
I can't do it. No, not even his greatness.
Is this just because of today?
Yeah.
Because I said Dolphins 8-9. By the way, we have not done the win-loss game for the Lions.
Well, if there's any tiebreaker, it goes to me, and it's a loss. Loss.
And what date does the Lions they play the Dolphins?
What's that, week 8?
Week 8, middle of the season.
I think it's October 30th, I think. It's the day before Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the day
before
Halloween.
Very exciting time of year. It's a great time of year. You got World Series going on.
October 30th.
Dolphins, Lions.
1 p.m. in Detroit.
It's in Detroit, 1 p.m.er. Be fantastic. Looking forward to it.
You'll be coming off a home win against Pittsburgh the week before.
A team that we tied with Big Ben.
Sunday night football, by the way.
That's right. It is Sunday night football.
For who? For the
Miami Dolphins. And Pittsburgh. Yep.
Not the Lions. The Lions didn't get any Sunday night.
That means a shorter week for you. Sunday night to next
you didn't
Sunday.
Get Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I mean, Thanksgiving game's almost a morning game. I mean, it's 12:30.
It's
not even 1 o'clock.
Not even a 9:30 game in Europe.
Isn't that an 11:30 local?
No, 12:30 here, 11:30 Central.
Yeah, is Detroit
9:30 Pacific.
Is Detroit Central or are they Eastern?
Central.
They're Eastern. They're Eastern.
They are Eastern.
They're the last.
Okay. Oh, you're right. They are Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they, because Central, it would be an AM kick.
Yeah, for them.
Not even a Europe game.
No, nothing.
Nope, not
and
good,
we
no.
usually send. Historically, we've sent garbage teams over to Europe.
Right. Well, historically, the NFL sends the garbage teams to Europe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, all right. Well, man, it's a little breezy out here. You can hear it in our microphones. So, coming up with the 4 o'clock hour, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab, next to last one. I will tell you the word, I believe, listen to it, is hope. H-O-P-E. Somebody back me up on that. Listen for the word.
The Lions have hope.
The Lions have a lot of hope, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Against the Miami Dolphins. So we'll do that. We got a live auction here before it blows away. You can sign up at Duffy's. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Harry Carey said he'd be making a cameo appearance here. I think he's going to be talking with our Lou Holtz.
Yeah, Harry Carey with our Lou Holtz is always fun.
And pigskin picks, USFL style, just for fun, nonsense, and giggles. All that coming up at the 4 o'clock hour from Duffy's. It's the five-year anniversary show, Sheeman and Shepherd, on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.